Welcome to another episode of the Live Your Full Potential podcast. I'm truly excited for this episode. Today I have Noelle Grandjean. Did I say it right?
Yes, you nailed it.
Amazing. Noelle is a very inspiring person that I've just recently met. We've never actually sat down together. And for those watching on video, don't worry, she didn't get abused. Well, maybe she did, but in the gym. Noelle is a professional MMA mixed martial arts fighter. She fights on one championship. She's undefeated in MMA. And I just wanted to have a general conversation as we always do on this podcast, but there's so much I want to share about Noelle. I actually have notes with me today, which is not normal for a podcast. So as I mentioned, Noelle is a professional MMA fighter. She fights on one championship, which is like the Asian UFC. A lot of people say the one championship is better than UFC because it's about the fighting. And I get to watch it every single Friday. I'll be watching you on the 11th of August, hopefully, if yes, everything goes well. And you're sponsored by OG Fightwear. You are, I love this, you're three cultured. I don't know if I'm using the right words, yes, but I want to talk about that. Coming from the Netherlands, living in France, moving to Thailand. You've been judo national champion in three countries. You've been on the French national judo team. Your father's a professional fighter. Your brother's a kickboxing champion. Like I mentioned before, Noelle is undefeated in MMA so far, with a fight coming up in just a few weeks from when we're recording this. And you are the very first professional athlete. No, hang on. Professional fighter, as in current professional fighter, on the Live Your Full Potential podcast. Noelle, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So first of all, for the audience watching the video version of this, what happened to your eye?
Well, this was just another day in the business, just MMA sparring yesterday.
Yeah.
So this happens, yeah. I would like this didn't happen in fight camp, but luckily no cut, so that's the most important. And it's a fight game, so this happens, and yeah.
And do you feel like, obviously when you get a cut, it, you know, it messes up your training camp, everything, you can't train, and will it heal before the fight? Do you feel at all like you've taken a step back by getting that big bruise on the eye, or do you feel like, oh, it's just continue training as normal?
No, I think this is okay. I'm very go with the flow. I think this is my
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm really like this. So, you know, maybe I overtrained a little bit as well or something, you know. I trust the process, take how it comes and turn all the negative into positive as well, you know. So, yeah. And so today, for example, instead of doing the Nogi class, I did some power, strength, and mobility, and I'm gonna swim later, so you know.
So do you actually include swimming as part of your fight training?
Definitely.
Wow. Yeah.
I believe I come from judo, so I had a career already, yeah. Like my ligaments are not new, they're good, but they're not new, and I think swimming is great.
Do you mean like drills in the pool or swimming? Not like kettlebell, like swimming.
Not kettlebell, but I would do some shadow boxing also in the pool, yeah, and swimming also.
Swimming lengths. Yes. That's interesting. I've done swimming for years. I do like triathlons. Do you know triathlon? Nice, Ironman.
I'm not at that level.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have thought. I have a pool. I wouldn't have thought of it counting as fight training. So that's interesting.
I always listen to my body and my intuition, so that's personal.
I just connect with so many things that if I keep doing this for the people on video, this is because I just love what you nice. Say. So listen to your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm for people that don't know, I'm turning 42 this year. And you know, I want to be out there training with the one championship guys and the pro fighters, but I'm not their age. And sometimes I do 1-2 days, and then the next day my body's like, dude, you need to rest. Mm-hmm. So I'll just ride my bike around Phuket or go for a run. Nice. But now I'll swim as well.
Nice. Yeah, good idea. You know, whatever you believe, you know.
Mm. For sure. Whatever you believe is good for you.
Yeah, for sure.
So speaking of what is good for you, the first thing I wanted to ask you was about following your heart and your purpose. Mm-hmm. And coming to Thailand. And before I give you space to answer, it took me a crazy long time to actually listen to my intuition mm-hmm. and move here, but it was probably in the top 3 to top 5 decisions I've ever made in my life. I just feel like I came home. Mm-hmm. What brought you to Thailand?
Kind of the same as you, actually. Yeah, listening to my heart and my life purpose. So I'm half Thai, so also this...
I didn't
know. Oh yeah,
know
I'm
that.
Half Thai. I don't need a visa, so it's even better, you know, living the dream.
Now I get the 3 nationalities yeah. or the 3 cultures. Uh-huh. I didn't get it. I thought you just like made yourself Thai.
No. I'm real.
Wow.
I'm real. Yeah, that's why I come here with my face like this.
And that's why you speak Thai, Mak Mak.
Yeah. I take classes though. I want to be perfect. You know, everything I do, I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah.
So I take classes on top because I didn't learn with my mom growing up in the Netherlands.
And where's your mom from in Thailand?
Isan.
Isan. Where Surin. In Isan? Surin, cool.
Yeah. Have you been?
I've just bought land in Bulilam, which is close to Surin.
Yeah, very close. Nice. They have good football for Thailand.
That's where I want to retire. Yeah. When I've done Phuket one day, I'm going to just go live on a farm and like have loads of dogs.
Nice. That's amazing.
So basically what brought you here? Was it that you knew that you were originally from here, or did you come here on a holiday, or
No, I was a very high level judoka in Europe. Yeah. Actually, I was second in European championships, and I felt that it was great, you know, but in Europe we have great sports level in general.
Mm.
And I thought that I could bring something to Thailand.
Yeah.
Actually, my main goal was to bring judo to Thailand, like high level judo, and my knowledge about...
Well, so what do you mean you wanted to bring it to Thailand? Did you want to bring your experience?
My knowledge about high-level training in judo, basically. Mm. It was. This was my first idea, you know, like win a gold medal at the Olympics for Thailand and hear the national anthem. Mm. This would...
Wow.
Would be beautiful. It's a bit hard, you know, to burst into a new country, especially in Asia, when they have everything fixed already, like... How they do things. Mm. I think it will all come in divine
timing.
You kind
of grow up with your
you
competition.
Know? Yeah, for sure. So the door was a bit closed with judo in Thailand, but I also always knew I would do MMA because I come from a fighter's family, and actually I've always been, I like music as well, you know, and I feel with MMA I can mix it together. Like judo is different; everyone's fighting in the same time, like. But in MMA, I feel like I express myself better.
And what do you mean with music? How is that connected?
I sing my coming up songs, for example. So
really?
For me, MMA is entertainment. So I'm trying to make the most out of it, you know.
So sorry to interrupt. And I'm just loving this conversation. I know I'm going to keep loving it. So if I interrupt you, please know that it's respectfully.
No worries. It's all good.
But I follow you on Instagram, and I saw one of your videos. It was like just you singing. So I'm used to following this professional female fighter, very inspiring. And then I just see a random video of you singing. But now I get it.
Yeah.
It's one of your other passions.
Yeah, it is.
It makes
sense.
Yeah,
I love music. So yeah, just everything will come in divine timing. And so coming back to the question...
So it was what brought you to Thailand,
and
you
this
said
brought
judo.
Me to Thailand, and then I naturally shifted to MMA. Mm. And
you said naturally shifted.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Just because MMA was
one door closed with judo.
Because it was difficult.
And I got asked to actually help an MMA fighter who was fighting a judoka.
I remember. And that was at one, right? Or was it outside?
She was fighting in one, yeah. So they helped me to, they called me to help her out to prepare against the judoka. And then 3 days after my first MMA training, I got offered to fight an amateur MMA fight. So it all rolled together, you know, it all flowed, yeah. So, everything is
so
perfect.
So that's how?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know if I explained it well.
No, you did.
I didn't prepare the questions, so.
No. What? I just sat down literally an hour, 45 minutes before you got here, and I was just like, what do I want to ask you? Because I very much live in the moment, and I trust my intuition, except that thing that I told you, it took me 13 years to trust my intuition to move here. But I just feel what I want to talk about because I want it to be natural and not scripted. And that's why I don't send you questions.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, And it's like, oh, next one. And I don't want it to feel like that. So the next question I want to ask you is, and you don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but I'm sure many females are wondering this. What's it like being a female in a men's sport? And I'm not saying that it is a men's sport, but that's your words from one of your videos. And of course, our gym where we train together is literally behind this wall, like maybe 10, 15 meters. It's very testosterone driven.
It is.
I mean, look at your eye even. You know, even women, like you're beating each other up. What's it been like for you? Because judo is different. By the way, I started martial arts when I was 7, judo.
Oh, nice.
So we have a connection there too, but it's very different.
Very different.
Very different very environment. Different.
Yeah. How it is stepping out of your comfort zone. And it gives you so much confidence for life, you know? And you learn a lot. You learn a lot about yourself. And to me, it's business. You know, when I go there, it's business mode. So, yeah, it's just something different. But it's like I think it's like anything else. Like if you're a cooker, a chef, then you go and do the best. You just perform and express yourself. And this is the same what we do in MMA. Just go there and use your tools. Learn how to get better and.
Do you feel, and I only ask this because I've been in this environment for a long time, do you feel that some of the men like kind of, you know, kind of ignore you or treat you differently to how they would other people in the gym?
Yeah, naturally they would. I think a lot of people in the gym are not used to see women in this environment. It's not natural for them. We come from all over the world, like different cultures mixing together, which is beautiful actually, but sometimes it's not natural. And it's also, it's on me, on my behavior. If I'm gonna be shy and in my corner, then it's what I'm gonna attract as well. If I'm confident and show I'm professional, I'm here to do the same thing as you, this is my work, you know, and just shake hands or fist bump, and there's nothing strange about it. It's just a word, you know.
That's a really amazing answer, because you could have very easily like pointed fingers there at men in general, but you went, actually no,
it's also
it's
my
how
behavior.
I show up. And
yeah,
you're right.
Sure.
If a woman turned up to the gym, doesn't matter what gym, and she was like, yo, what's up, da, 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 and just was talking to everyone, the guys would be like, hey, she's one of us.
Yeah.
Versus like being in your shell.
Yeah, it's just being natural and experience, confidence, everything. And respect is the main thing, as I think, in life anyways.
And when you say respect, do you mean respecting others? Do you mean others respecting you?
I think it's an exchange anyways. Yeah. So I respect their culture. I'm not going to be crazy and showy or something or too much. I will be myself, you know, but it's just business for me. And I respect their culture, and they respect also that... I'm a professional and I do this as a business.
And I think that, I know this is very much at the center of your heart, being yourself. For me, respect very much, included in respect is self-respect. And I think that if you turn up to an environment, whether in a fight environment or work environment, you're trying not to be yourself, you're trying to be someone else that you're not, this is like not respecting yourself.
True.
And I think that is the most important kind of respect, right? Respecting yourself. Yeah. Would you agree?
Definitely. I think this is the most important.
And believing in yourself, but that's something we want to talk about. I want to talk about later. You've got quite a spiritual side to you. And in one of your videos that I watched, you talked about trusting the universe. And you spoke about, what were the words? It was not forcing things, but letting them flow. It wasn't...
Yeah, let it flow or attract or something like that.
Attracting. Trusting the universe.
Yeah.
And you said in one of your videos, you said, this is how it is. I don't force things. I attract.
Can you
tell us a little bit about that? And how you apply it into your life?
To me, I always did meditation before I went to sleep, you know.
When you say always, like, you mean from day
since
one?
Since I have... consciousness, so I guess. So what I remember around 5-6 years old.
You knew you were meditating.
Yeah. in the evening.
Wow, that's crazy.
So yeah, I always had a vision, you know, had a vision and always asked questions about what is the universe and what's right and what's wrong for me, you know. And yeah.
That's crazy. That's very inspiring. And actually, it just, it's a perfect segue to the next thing I wanted to speak about, which was, and I love this quote of yours. You said, since I had consciousness, I knew I would be an MMA.
Yeah, I believe it. This is something that's just in me, you know?
Yeah. Like how important is, you know, people can set goals, but how important is, you said believing now, but like I think the ultimate belief is knowing. Mm-hmm. Like I know this is going to happen.
True.
How important is that in going after your goals, in your opinion?
Sorry, can you repeat?
How important is that in knowing? Like you said, I knew I was going to be an MMA
100%.
Versus just setting a goal and saying namaste and hoping for the best, you know?
True. If you have doubts, you know, life's going to show you, I think. So, yeah, if you believe something very deeply, I think it's always how much you want things, you know. You will also maybe unconsciously do things that will help you attract things also, you know. It's not only like you also have to take action in life, like moving to Thailand or moving to a new place or just listening to your intuition, and also things gonna flow, I guess.
It's interesting because the word attraction has the word action in, mm-hmm. and I had to fly. So many amazing things have happened to me since I've arrived in Thailand, mm-hmm. but I had to press reset on my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I had to move across the world, so I absolutely agree. Like, mm-hmm. you can attract things, but...
You need to take some action.
Yeah, you need to take action on
mm-hmm,
it.
For sure.
You know, you can't just wish for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And how important has, in your journey from judo, and by the way, when you type your name in, I just scrolled and scrolled and scrolled and scrolled and scrolled of just judo fights. Like how many judo fights have you had in your life? You can't remember.
I believe thousands. Yeah.
Oh,
you must ask my dad knows everything, but I think he has it written down somewhere. But you know, in one competition it's like 7 fights, and I would fight sometimes twice at the weekend or like every weekend, you know, since I'm 6, so that's a lot of fights.
So it's like riding a bike for you.
Yeah, definitely.
And when did you start? What age? 5?
Judo. I stopped.
When did you start judo?
At 6 years old.
6 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, we both started around the same age.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I quit
yeah,
after
3 months.
We have
a lot in common. You quit after?
After 3 months. Long story.
Yeah.
You could come for free. And then once the free time was up, you had to buy all the gear, and my family couldn't afford it.
Okay,
but,
I understand.
But here I am,
did
still
you like
doing
it?
I loved it.
Okay, nice.
Especially because I was a very, very shy, scared, timid boy.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a broken man. My parents got divorced. It was lots of havoc
mm-hmm.
and chaos in my life. So by the age of 6, like I was just the most scared little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I did, even just, you know, when you do the warm-up rolls, you know, over the one shoulder, I was like, whew, this feels amazing.
Yeah.
You know, first throw, it was
nice.
Just like, but it was also very, very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very
yeah,
scary.
Yeah, it is. It's a hard sport, actually.
It's so hard. Physically demanding, but also, like, I mean, the throws are intense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is you've just made me think about something that, you know, that I was 6 or 7. And now at 42, yes, the environment's changed. You know, I'm training with advanced and professional fighters. But that feeling is quite similar
mm-hmm.
still. Is
mm-hmm.
it the same for you? Like,
yeah, I guess it is. For me, it feels natural. Yeah, I guess it
yeah.
is. Kind of,
you just,
in a way.
You look so chilled out all the time. How do you feel before a fight? Like, let's use your last fight, for example, one championship. I mean, that's a big deal. Even people
yeah.
that aren't into fighting, they know what one championship is.
True.
How did you feel before the fight? Let's start, like, a week before.
Of course, some pressure, you know. You can be as confident as you want. Once your opponent accepts the fight, you're also like, oh, shit, she also thinks she can beat me up, you know. And we're professionals, so
yeah.
we both have 2 arms, 2 legs, brains, you know? So, also to me, it's my purpose, so I guess for her it's the same, but so it's very important, something I really take seriously. But I've always done sports, and my goal is to stay undefeated as well. Like, I put a lot of pressure on myself, and it will be a hard time because it's so important to me. Mm. On another side, it also feels natural because I'm used to. I feel this is my purpose, what I have to do, you know. So it feels natural. I just do my stuff, meditate, pray, visualize, train hard, do my swimming, do my MMA stuff, everything. Mm. It's so many things. My music as well, searching for sponsors, like, do my medicals also. Like, there's so much going on. It's quite stressful, but it's nice, you know. Mm. It's nice.
Well, you really are fully immersed in what I call being a spiritual athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Which is both those spiritual practices as well as the physical practices. Do you definitely go for medicals often?
For medicals?
Did you say medicals?
Yeah, I need to do medicals for my fight. Honestly, I do medicals only when I have to do it, because the financial, it costs money, you know, honestly. And
they're not cheap.
I need to do blood tests. Like, it's expensive. And this is on my cost before the fight. Fight camp is expensive.
Yeah.
Medicals are expensive, so I know health is wealth. I've lived 1 year in Switzerland. There it's, you have to have life insurance, you know. I think it's very smart, actually. It's a good way to teach people what's truly important in life, right? But, I do it when I have to do it. For now.
So you do that work before the fight, and then as you get closer to the fight?
As I get closer to the fight, I try to relax a bit more, you know. I get very focused personally. I'm very gifted because my dad is my trainer and he knows me so well. He has followed me through the years, since day one, actually.
And to have your father there in your corner just must be
incredible. It's amazing. It's amazing to share with the people you love, you know, and you can fully trust. And my mom is a massager, so perfect. I'm benefiting all of the great stuff.
You were born with a whole package around you.
My mom is doing I can just text her, hey, can you please message me at this time?
So
and then
cool.
I'm gonna rest, and then I'm gonna have a swim, and then I'm gonna do some shadow, then some pass with my dad, and I'm just living the dream. I'm so grateful for this.
Let's say, like, for me, I've probably had like 10 fights in my life, mixed between amateur, professional, Muay Thai, boxing. And for me, I don't really get nervous until I'm in the room warming up.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just start, like, just everything changes. It's almost like time collapses on itself. Like, how do you feel when you're in the back getting your hands wrapped? Or you don't even get your hands wrapped in one, but...
I do. I do get my hand wraps. Yeah.
Under the small gloves?
Yeah, of course. Wow. Yeah, we do. So how I feel? It feels natural. It feels like business. Focus. Time to focus. And just put my music to relax, you know?
Do you think that comes because... Do you think you do it that way, or you're able to be so calm because you've had so many fights? Or do you think it's just a mindset that you've chosen to adapt?
It's a mindset, I believe. It's a bit of everything, you know, but definitely, yeah.
You'll have to come be in my corner for my next fight and calm me down.
Can, with pleasure, with pleasure.
Yeah. By the way, you said something before that I want to say again so that I can clip it out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe in yourself, the universe will show you.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is, I've never heard that said like that before. Because everyone talks to what you want, like, oh, believe in this and you'll have it.
Uh-huh.
But saying that if you don't believe in yourself, the universe will show you. That is incredibly true and incredibly powerful.
Nice.
So you mentioned that your dad is your coach. He's a professional fighter. And this is not about you. I just give a bit of space to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned before off camera that... At 42, I'm looking to get back in the ring and at least do one pro fight. And like your mentality, just take it one fight at a time. And if I only do one, I do one. If I get into one, I get into one. If I get a Bangla stadium fight, whatever. But to be honest with you, to go back to what we just shared, sometimes my belief kicks my ass, mm-hmm. Noelle. And it's just like, what are you doing? You're too old. You had this accident. Your body can't recover. And then I go to the gym, and I stop. And I go to the gym, and I stop. But I'm always looking for evidence. Can I do this in my 40s? Can I be a pro fighter in my 40s? And then I just started going to this meditation center in Rewai, and I met the owner there. I don't know if you know Jangala in Rewai.
I've been one time, actually.
Oh, my God. I just got a room. I just manifested a room there. They don't do accommodation except one room. And I've taken the room. So now I have a room in a meditation center. Anyway, I met the owner. He's 58. He goes, I just did my last fight 2 years ago.
Nice.
And your father is 66.
Yeah, I believe he's going to beat the record of the oldest fighter in the world.
Do you know what the record is right now?
I think it's 65 or something, 64 or something around this.
So is your father younger. Actively training?
Yeah, he is every day.
That's
he trains more than
incredible.
Me.
Incredible. And he doesn't have a fight, he's just staying fight ready. Like if a fight comes.
Exactly.
That is just so inspiring. Crazy. You don't even know, like.
Yeah, anything you can do for sure. You just need to.
What's your dad's name?
George. Shalom, actually.
Shalom?
Shalom.
Shark and Shalom. Thank you for the inspiration.
Nice.
I've got a long way to go.
You will.
That's super, super inspiring. Well, I hope he gets the fight. I really hope that he does.
We're on it.
And, you know, you mentioned your dad a few times, your mom. What role have your parents played in shaping who you are today? I don't just mean a fighter. I mean all of Noelle.
A big role. I'm kind of an only child. I have halfies from my dad's side, but I always lived alone with my parents, and they divorced when I was also around 5 years old, I believe. But definitely, yeah, I take a lot. I take all the good I can take from them. There's also things that I want to change. Like we also grew up pretty in a hard environment, you know.
Mm.
And I always felt that I didn't belong into this life, you know, and I want to be the one that changes everything, that heals the generations, you know.
Wow.
And there's a lot of work. I need to heal myself first, definitely, and then my parents, and then generations after.
I want to share something with you. I have journaling practices in my life.
Nice.
And yesterday I wrote down some evidences of who I am and mm-hmm. who I've become in my life. And I wrote gratitudes, and I can't find it here. But one of the things I wrote was, I'm grateful for breaking the cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I really connect with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not, you're not discrediting your parents. You're just saying that I want to be better than what I've seen or what mm-hmm. I've experienced in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that fits into your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned purpose a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned your videos. You've mentioned it here in this podcast. What is your purpose?
My purpose is to inspire people. I want to do the best I can for nature. I think nature is very important. I think we are, as humans, nothing without nature. And
can you explain that a little bit more? Like, because I'm intrigued to know more.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
I think nature can give us everything. Gives us everything, actually, like food, water, everything we need that is essential. But it can take everything back in any microsecond. You know, if there's a tsunami tomorrow,
100%.
We're dead.
Look where we are. Yeah,
we are. Yeah, definitely. So I think nature should be maybe the main focus in our lives. It gives us so much peace and answers, you know, in life. And we need to nurture it back, I believe.
In one of our episodes on this podcast, we had a lady named Catherine Roll. She's a pain specialist, and she has studied
pain specialist.
So she helps people with pain and also understand their pain and what it means in their life and stuff.
Mental pain.
Mental, physical, emotional, all kinds of pain.
Mm.
But she's highly qualified in Chinese medicine and Eastern philosophy. And she said, all Eastern education or all Chinese medicine comes down to one thing, nature.
Oh, nice.
And that nature heals.
Mm.
So I'm a massive, massive fan of that. And I'm glad that that's part of your purpose. But yeah, continue on your purpose. Sorry, because I respectfully interrupted you.
No, that's the main things, you know. And I also, one of my dreams is to adopt, you know. I would really like to adopt children. And yeah, I believe some people come to Earth and they didn't choose it, you know. And yeah, I think childhood is an important part
oh
in our
no,
lives.
There
We got
comes
the
the
rain.
rain.
It's an important part. And can we go on?
Yeah,
yeah,
we
yeah.
keep going on. Yeah, it'll be a unique episode, just like
yeah.
you. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, I think childhood is an important part in our lives, and
yeah.
I feel I have the shoulders to do this.
I love that. I heard you say that in one of your videos. I have the shoulders to do this,
uh-huh.
to hold this,
uh-huh.
this weight,
yeah,
or responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you why adopt?
Oh, why? Because I think.
As in, not have your own children or
yeah,
child.
Yeah. I think giving birth to a child is beautiful and will change a woman forever.
Mm.
And yeah, from what I get from people talking and seeing. On another side, my job is, my body is my job for now anyways. So I don't think making a child is gonna help my career, honestly.
Mm.
If I just think like, you know.
Yeah, it makes total sense,
uh-huh.
and it can change in the future.
I think
it
will break a bit my. Sometimes I can't find my words because
Break your
is not my,
break your flow.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
anyways.
I mean that makes total sense. I mean that would take you, at the bare minimum, it would take you out for what, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't wanna make a child with someone and then break up or something. You never know what life brings, but you know. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't,
yeah.
it doesn't. If I find someone that I really feel like, oh yeah,
got it,
I can trust this person and it's good, you know, be responsible. And because yeah, I think giving birth is a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And yeah, and so I feel adapting would be a first step, you know.
Mm.
I think it would be a first step. And I think also it's a little bit selfish to want your. Why can't you love someone that doesn't? To me, I compare to dogs. You said you wanna retreat and have dogs, for example. You know, how much can you love a dog, and how much can a dog love you back? It's
infinite, like,
right?
Yeah.
Why can't it be the same with a child? You know,
mm.
which is your own kind, also.
Well, for me, the reason why I asked you this, or one of the reasons, is because for a long time, for many, many years, I was like. I don't know if I want to be a father, because why, like, when the world already exists, why create something that doesn't need to be created,
mm-hmm.
but you choose to create it, and you know, you create this masterpiece,
mm-hmm.
when there is, or you try to anyway, when there are probably millions of children,
mm-hmm.
that need a better life and want
exactly.
a better life. And even on your worst day in your life, they would pray for that day just for one day.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I could adopt all the children and all the dogs in the world.
Yeah, me
yeah.
too.
Yeah, but amazing. That's very inspiring.
Yeah, why not? But let's see, you know, I'm very flowy, as you know, and
yeah.
let's see what life holds, you know.
I'm very flowy, as you know.
Yeah.
So attracting versus forcing is very much your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that your flowy way of living brought you to Thailand? To Thailand, to Tiger Muay Thai, where you now train, where we train, where some of the greatest fighters in the world have trained and coached, or was it something that you had as a goal?
No, it was flowy.
Really?
Yeah, it came to me.
Just because of that one championship fight, or?
No, I knew
you
that
cornered someone in one championship. I wondered if that's what brought you here. No,
I cornered someone from Tiger.
Oh no, so, you were training someone for one championship.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, true. She was also in Tiger, actually, Rika Ishige. True.
Yeah, yeah.
But everything is connected, I believe. You know.
Yeah.
But I didn't really envision it in the beginning. Yeah, just. Yeah, just I went to Pattaya, Bangkok Fight Lab. So I was
yes.
in Bangkok, so Bangkok Fight Lab. Then I got the opportunity in Pattaya because they were sponsoring the room and food and everything you need as an athlete. So then I was in Pattaya Fairtex. Then I went to Venom Training Camp as well. They had great striking, so I could benefit. Yeah. It's also, it was French, so it was great uh-huh. strength and conditioning. And then I was lacking the MMA part, which is my goal. And I, to me, Tiger Muay Thai in Thailand is maybe in Asia or maybe in the world is one of the best places.
I think the world. I think on paper, yeah. it would be the best in Asia.
Yeah.
Or East, like the, yeah. you know, the east side of the world.
One of the greatest places.
One of the greatest gyms in the world. Highest level. Yeah.
And so I'm in Thailand, I'm half Thai, so let's go Tiger Muay Thai.
So crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know, when you were living in the Netherlands, do you think that one day you'd be a professional fighter living, when I mean living, I mean like spending most of your time on Soi Thai, the most famous fitness street in all of the world, training a Tiger Muay Thai.
Definitely life has many, many surprises.
Great and would surprise. You say that you're happy and content now?
Yeah, I'm happy, but I'm still in grind mode.
Yeah.
I'm still seeking that peace that is a little bit lacking in my life. But yeah, it will come all in divine timing, and it's pretty soon, actually, I feel.
And what do you feel will bring you more peace in your life?
Just have a... I'm grateful I got my first monthly sponsor, which is Lila Exogen. So now I get
What's
monthly
the sponsor?
Income. Lila Exogen. It's microloads. It will help increase power and speed. So it's also an amazing tool for me. Also, it's an amazing tool to be more body conscious, which I was also lacking because I'm so flowy. It was something I was lacking a little bit in my life. And just to add microloads in different
What does that
parts,
mean, microloads?
100. There's 100 gram and 200 grams of weights that you put on different parts of your body because you can arrange it as you want, and it's shaped as a triangle, kind of oval or something. So you can shift the weight and the direction.
Yeah.
It's an amazing tool, actually, and helps me get body conscious. And they are sponsoring me monthly.
Congratulations.
Finally, so
that's
thank
amazing.
You. I can relax a little bit more, you know, because... fight game is a bit hard, you know. You get your paycheck when you fight, and when you don't fight, then
or a $50,000 dollar bonus.
That's that's
congratulations on that as well.
That's great,
but you
know,
you
it's just the first step. It's the first step, and every day I need to eat. Every day, this is a lot of like being an athlete is quite expensive, you know. I'm not covering still. I would like to do privates. I would like to do a lot of stuff, and it will come, you know. But. Yeah, this is the first step. It's great.
I have a feeling another sponsor is coming very soon.
Hopefully, I have this feeling too, you know?
So, I know you kind of touched on it already, but I'm going to ask you anyway, because it's just such a magical place for me. What's it like being an athlete for Tiger and training at Tiger Muay Thai?
I'm very grateful for this. It's amazing. Like, we get such great vibes and great energy, and people... connect, you know, and hard training and hard skills. I like the freedom of Tiger Muay Thai, actually. They don't force me to, did you come this way? I was in some gyms where they knock on your door if you don't come, you know.
Wow.
And sometimes your body it doesn't match, especially as women. We also have emotions and periods and stuff, you know, going on. And now I'm getting more body conscious, so I try to also bring this into my training. And that's amazing with Tiger, like...
So I train with at the fight camp, but I've never asked the other guys, like, what are the rules? Because I've been here a very long time, from when there was like one boxing ring and like four trainers.
Nice.
So now I train with them, and I'm training for a fight, but these guys are on a whole nother level, you know, one championship guys. But I've never actually asked them, like, what are the rules? So what are the rules for you? Obviously, you're in MMA, they're in Muay Thai, why train?
Yeah.
But what is it like? You have to train once a day, or what are the rules?
I don't know if I think I can say it, but so I'm supposed to train, I'm supposed to hit three trainings in the week. So that also, like, the foreigners who come to train, they're happy to train with high level athletes. So also that, and show up, you know, show up in the gym, you know.
Yeah.
So three times a week, but they're not so, it depends on your profile, you know. Everything is negotiable in this life.
And definitely in Thailand.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, and they're very, I feel for me it's pretty chill, you know, if I want to show up or don't show up, but they don't make a headache.
So they're
but
very relaxed about it.
Depends who, you know. You need to win your fights, you need to get fights as well, you know, like,
Well, I guess it becomes easy when you're undefeated. Eh?
Yeah, I guess so.
If you weren't, if you lost your last two fights, I'm sure it would be different.
Sure, I guess it's marketing, you know, probably. At the end of the day, they give me free training, I have to give something back, so yeah. It's marketing. And if I'm not training, if I'm losing, if I'm not fighting, if I'm injured, or I focus on something else, or open a business or something, it's not interesting for Tiger. So they're going to be like, or you pay your entry or...
Yeah. And you know? Thousands and thousands of people wish they could be where you are.
Yeah, I guess.
Literally. I mean, I think that... So every year they have the Tiger Muay Thai tryouts, people that want to come be a Tiger athlete like you, and they, I think like 40,000 people applied or something like that.
Like,
so you're very fortunate.
True. And, I'm conscious about it. I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
The first time I knew I got sponsorship, I took a shower in Tiger and I was so grateful.
Wow.
And
get the showering in gratitude.
And like, wow, this is so great. Like, we're on it.
I'm a bit of a delusional optimist. I mean, it serves me well in life, but I'm like super positive and believe crazy things can happen. And I remember 3 months ago I filled in the application for the tryouts and I was just like, oh, I could, it makes sense, I live here anyway. And then they told me like, oh, thousands of people applied, we've only chosen whatever it was, 20. And then I saw the guys in the tryout week. I was like, wow, this is intense.
Yeah,
like, no wonder I didn't get in. And then one of the guys just won his fight, was it yesterday? On one championship, I think one of the tryout guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very impressive. And you should be very grateful because it's very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very inspiring. Yeah. So, your spirituality. Your Instagram says, with God and Buddha's help.
Mm.
Tell us about that, because I believe in God as the universe. I believe in, as long as I trust my intuition and I get off the fence and I commit to courageous decisions, the universe will always support me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also Buddhist. So I'd love to know your view on getting help from God and Buddha and what your spirituality means to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm multicultural. So some people are like, oh, you have to choose one way and this is the only way. I'm more open, like you can get the best out of, there will be good and bad as well, you know. I don't believe in everything that I will read in the Bible, for example, you know. There's something I will take, all the good I will take, and what's bad, what doesn't resonate to myself, I leave it, you know. And this is why I also believe God is the universe. It's also whatever you believe, you know. And also I really like Buddhism because it's so, yeah, relaxed, and I love the teachings, you know. My mom is Buddhist, and I started my journey in Europe, so for me it just came to me, you know, as well. And I think it's great tools to get where you want to go as well, you know.
I think probably the most powerful, one of the most powerful things I've ever studied in my life is the Dharma, the way of the Buddha, because it's just so empower, it's so powerful. Do you know that I went through a monk experience?
I saw your profile picture on WhatsApp.
Wow.
So that's amazing.
It was just incredible. And actually,
have you talked about it in your previous podcast?
You know what, not enough, weirdly. This morning I was like, I think I should do a long podcast of just me talking about why I did it, what I got from it. But
definitely
weird coincidence, I'm actually going to Phang Nga tomorrow to meet my teacher monk.
Amazing.
So we're meeting for lunch there. Yeah.
Amazing.
So I'm looking forward to that. But I should do a video really explaining
it.
Because I'm sure half the world thinks JP's lost his mind.
No.
But I did it because...
No, the right people will understand.
Yeah. The good words. The right people will understand. And I'm so obsessed about learning and growing and becoming so that I can help others.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought like, well... go learn to be a monk.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to really take you to a deep place of understanding yourself, understanding compassion, understanding pain, suffering. Oh, and it was just, it makes me emotional.
That's
just thinking about it.
Yeah, my mom wanted to be a monk as well.
Your mom?
Yeah, she really wants.
You can
to
do it. I think you can do it in Bangkok or Chiang Mai as a female, because not many places you can do it as a female.
Might be, yeah. I have to send her to Chiang Mai.
Yeah. I've got a contact if she wants to do it.
Oh,
someone
nice.
That I know, just someone that I know in property in Phuket. They just did it last year.
Nice. That's
weirdly
amazing.
The same month that I did it. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. So where did you do this?
Chiang Mai.
Chiang Mai.
Yeah.
Oh, Chiang Mai is calling me lately.
If I'll give you the details for this place, it's called Pape Meditation Retreat.
Amazing.
It's insane. Living in the forest, in kutis, in wooden huts on stilts, with monks
but
everywhere.
Do I need to shave my hair for
no,
this?
No, no, no,
oh,
no.
Cool.
You just go wear white.
Look at
you
me.
Just go as a meditator.
Okay,
and
nice.
You just wear white, you live in the forest, you eat with monks, you meditate with monks, you chant with monks. They do teachings during the day on the Dharma. You can ask them questions. You can have one-to-ones with them. It's...
I have one question though. What about language barrier?
Why only one?
Yeah, true. Joking. True.
They speak English.
Oh, they speak English.
Yeah, so
amazing.
They're there. So this meditation center is for Falangs or foreigners, to teach the way of the Buddha, to teach the Dharma, to give people the opportunity to experience Buddhism without having to be in the religion of Buddhism and just learn the philosophy behind it, and to understand our hindrances and what makes us suffer, and to study meditation at a deeper level. So all the monks that are there speak English for that reason, or most of them. Most of them.
You know,
some of their job is like building and gardening. Mm-hmm. They don't really speak a lot of English. Most of them speak English, and that's awesome.
Nice. It's important to
because
understand.
If you go here to like our local temple on the island is Wat Chalong.
Yeah.
And I've gone there to want to spend some time with the monks, and they're just like,
my.
Don't speak English. Anyway, I think in every single video that I've watched of yours, you say I want to inspire people. This is actually. Do you know what Ikigai is?
Ikigai.
Ikigai is a Japanese exercise where you find your purpose for life.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
For the last 4 or 5 years, I've done it for years. Mm-hmm. And for the last 4 or 5 years, mine's always been to inspire. So basically, everything that you do or want to do in your life, you get it all down to one word, and it's your being.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is to inspire. I know what I want to inspire people to do, or do be have. How do you want to inspire people in your life?
Just being the best version of myself, you know, and working towards my goals and my belief system, and just staying true to myself and doing what I feel is right, you know, and thinking for myself. And I want to use my three cultures as well, you know, like that's why I want to learn to speak Thai as well, you know, can maybe inspire some people here. In English, of course, is universal. Like a lot of people speak English. Then I have French, Dutch, that might help as well. Why not, you know? But
that's
just
crazy.
The process.
You're fluent in 4 languages,
yeah,
as in like fully fluent. Wow, very impressive.
Thank you.
And I think that, similar to me, that is a very a noble mission of you, an inspiring mission to just say, you know what, I just want to be the best version of myself. And by doing that, you give other people permission to do the same. And I think that the greatest freedom in life, beyond financial freedom, beyond geographical freedom, is the freedom to be you. I don't think there is a greater freedom than that. That's my opinion anyway. And I have a saying, have the confidence to be who you really want to be. Because most people live a version of themselves, but because they lack confidence, they hold a little bit back. And I don't know what the reason for the tattoo on your eye was, but this for me was a declaration to say, I am me. And I will not hide, I will not conform, I will not, you know, show you a version of myself. Here's a tattoo on my face.
It's the other side, oh, by the way.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I forget too. Sometimes people look at me and I'm like, why are you looking at it? Oh, yeah, I have a face tattoo. I forgot about it. Sorry.
So when people go to the other side, I always say that's how detached I am from my tattoos.
Yeah.
It's a symbolism. Yeah. It's not like, oh, look. I never have thought since I had it, oh, look at my tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, I did it for me.
What
was the reason for you getting the tattoo? And we'll come to the name in a bit.
It was quite natural as well to me. I got the idea, you know. I was like, first of all, it's being myself. It's showing that I'm open-minded, and also I want to attract open-minded in my life as well, you know. So it's also a way to, attract open-minded in my people, I guess, like people maybe or something. also it's marketable, if I have to say. I think a lot of people remember me for this, you know. It's marketing. I think it's funny, it's chill, it's you know.
I get it. And I get it.
Yeah, and I texted the tattoo guy like in the minute I got the idea. I'm like, oh, this would maybe, you know, why not? Mm. And I was like, okay, if he says yes, let's go. If no, no, you know. And he was yes. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting a face tattoo. I didn't tell my parents. I just went there.
What did they say when you turned up on video?
They were not surprised.
Nothing. They just like, she's being Noelle.
Yeah.
She's being herself.
I guess so.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So it says Little Monkey, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about the name. Where do you get the fight name, Little Monkey?
I chose this one for myself. It was important to me to. Often it's someone that will give you a fight name, and people started to give me some bitchy name like
Savage.
Yeah, some stuff that didn't
Killer.
It's not what I want. I don't want to be like crazy. Like I'm this one. Like you know. Or like something sexual or something. I didn't want that, you know. I just wanted something chill, funny, relaxed. I think monkeys are smart, flexible, strong, all the good things, like
cheeky
also.
Live in nature.
Exactly. Bare feet.
Hanging out in the trees. Throwing shit at people.
I don't throw those things at people though. Yeah, just something that, it was just chill for me.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit, just very quickly, so you had 3 MMA fights, undefeated, then you got into 1 championship on your 4th MMA fight. Mm-hmm. That's insane. Mm-hmm. And then you won the $50,000 bonus. What was that like?
Yeah, it was amazing, but it also on another side felt natural because this was my visualization.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it felt amazing.
Like, I deserve this. Like, this is a lifetime work and kilometers and sweat and tears and laughing and everything, you know. Yeah. So yeah, definitely.
So there was no like, because you see different responses with different athletes when mm-hmm. they win or get a whatever check or bonus. There was not like, oh my god, I can't believe this. It was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm grateful, of course. Yeah, it's important to stay grateful, but on another side, I thought I really deserved this as well, you know.
So awesome, man. And I just it's such an honor to know you and hopefully call you a friend, and to see you on your journey. Mm-hmm. To live in the same area in the beautiful paradise that is Phuket, Thailand.
Yeah, it's awesome. And awesome to connect with you too. I love your energy. And yeah, I don't know you so much, but I feel I kind of know you a little bit, just
I think
from your energy.
We know each other's energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can just tell. You can tell a good egg, you know?
Yeah.
And I look forward to many more conversations, supporting you on your fights. Weirdly, last night, one of my friends / one of my people on my team, we were saying, how cool would it be to go to Bangkok and watch Lumpini Fight Night?
Mm.
So who knows?
Maybe 11th August.
So how are you feeling? Your next fight is in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2.5 weeks. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Just getting there. Hopefully opening doors again. I've been a little bit out of the fighting for 7 months since my last fight, I believe. Yeah. So it was kind of a long time out. I believe in being an active fighter as well. You know, I think it's important.
Like, what would you say is active to you, in your opinion?
Yeah, like every 2 months maybe or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's incredible.
But, you know, I know I'm not the only one. You know, we're many athletes, so...
Yeah. And by the way, some people fight like 2-3 times a year. That's like 6 times a year.
Yeah.
It's very, very intense.
This is very intense. Yeah. True. Okay, let's say at least 4 times a year would be great.
Wow.
Yeah. Would be great. I think it's important to... for everything, you know, build your marketing, stay active, and just keep on fighting, because this is how you get the best, you know.
Well, I hope that this inspires people to keep fighting in life. I know it's going to inspire a lot of people.
Hopefully.
And I hope it brings you more attention. You deserve it. More followers, more fans.
I got hacked also, so
You got hacked.
Yeah.
Where? Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram. So I need to rebuild everything, you know?
No.
Yeah, but that's okay.
So you, with the new Instagram is your Instagram?
Yeah,
so you got
the
hacked
monkey
before.
Is the new one. Yeah, I got hacked before.
Got
but that's okay, you know? It's okay, it's a new start, refreshing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, to everyone listening, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Noelle Grandjean.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! It's been truly awesome. To be honest with you, I have absolutely no idea what time it is, and that's just because I've really enjoyed this conversation. I haven't even covered half of the things I wanted to talk about, and apologies for the rain. It is rainy season here in Thailand. We did this last minute, but for that reason, there's definitely going to be a part two if you'd be up for that.
With pleasure.
We'll wait for
Very
you to win three more fights.
Yes,
and hopefully get a bout as well.
Cool.
Thank you so
much.
Kop kun maka. Thank you so much.